Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is spiritual encouragement. We will return with our devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
For the Fearful Hearted, written and read by the Reverend Kyle Norman. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with a vengeance, with divine retribution he will come to save you. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4. Little pig, little pig, let me in. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. We know the story. We've all heard the tale about how the big bad wolf pursues the three innocent pigs, attempting to blow their houses down. Two of the pigs find their residences blown to shambles, while the final pig, the smart pig, the faithful pig, withstands the huffs and puffs of the wolf. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our lives were like that? Wouldn't it be great if the gusts of problems and struggles never affected us? Sadly, we know the truth. There are times where we feel that life is against us. It could be a result of a job loss, a tornado, a war, a death, or a diagnosis. But in those moments, we feel our footing is unsure, and our spiritual houses shake more than we would like. Scripture often uses the term fearful-hearted to describe such a state. Being fearful-hearted is not the same thing as being merely disappointed or dismayed. We are fearful in heart when we face a threat or an obstacle which appears too big for us to manage. Like Israel feeling trapped in the exile, we feel alone and abandoned. We may even question whether God has forsaken us. But God has not forsaken us. God has not forgotten us. In fact, Scripture holds before us the glorious truth that when we feel overwhelmed, discouraged, or fearful, God comes to us. In the place of our fear and discouragement, God acts in healing and restoration. The Lord speaks a word of hope, not condemnation, to those who are fearful in heart. Isaiah cries out, "Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come." We are called to recognize that the struggles we face are never the full story. The divine promise is that God comes to us. God calls us to keep our eyes turned heavenward, to boldly stand in faith, and to audaciously hold on to hope. Is your heart fearful today? If so, listen to Isaiah, and dare to believe that there will be an end to what you face. This reality is assured because it is a reality rooted in God's presence, not in our own ability. We can be strong despite our struggles and faith-filled amid our fears because we do not stand alone. Isaiah speaks confidently. God will come. God will come with vengeance and retribution. God will come to save. Despite the huffing and puffing blowing against you, the Lord promises to come in power. God never enters our lives as a passive observer. God never sits on the sidelines. This is the promise of God. These are not just empty words. These are not saccharine niceties the faithful say to make themselves feel better. If we ever need proof of this in our life, all we need to do is look to Jesus. These affirmations are written in history, and they are proven in blood. Jesus is the proof that God's love and power flows into our life. The very thing that Israel looked forward to, the very future to which they hoped, is the truth we grasp. Jesus stands with us in the messiness of life and brings redemption out of the darkest places. For anyone who is fearful-hearted, hear the good news. Jesus has stepped into your world. Intersecting faith and life. To those feeling fearful-hearted, embrace the presence of the Lord. Allow His Spirit to flow within you and to carry you. The one who made the lame to leap, the deaf to hear, the mute to sing, the dead to walk, has promised to breathe life, peace, and restoration upon you. And because God has come, as God has promised, the declarations of God's power can be trusted and held. And while it might be hard to recognize them at times, that doesn't discount their reality. So be encouraged. Be strong and stubbornly faithful. Dare to believe your Savior has come. Almighty God, thank you for your presence in my life. In those times where I am fearful and afraid, open my eyes to the movement of your Spirit as you empower me, sustain me, and guide me. I pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. For a further reading, read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33, or the article Three Questions to Ask If You Doubt Your Salvation on crosswalk.com.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.